Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or your church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at OutdoorNativityStore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities, OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I have a kind of a pedigree in Lutheran education, not a degree, a pedigree in Lutheran education from kindergarten on, Lutheran schools, nothing but Lutheran schools. And I think there was a little bit of philosophy during my college years, but I really didn't become acquainted with philosophy as a discipline, it's history, until I entered the seminary. Now, I don't even think the course was required, although looking back on it, it probably should have been, especially facing a career in the 21st century, well, it was actually the late 20th century at the time, as a pastor, I probably could have standed to learn as much philosophy as I could. Not because I was being sent out to philosophize, no, I was being sent out to preach law and gospel. But the world that I was sent out to preach that in, well, knowing philosophy kind of helps dealing with the world. It kind of helps a lot. We're going to be talking about Lutheranism and philosophy. Dr. Gregory Scholes joins us on this Monday afternoon. He's professor of philosophy at Concordia University, Wisconsin. He's author of the book, The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope, and instructor for a new online course called Kata Christon. Dr. Scholes, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks. Great to be back with you.
Up until my seminary years, and even then it was kind of an elective course, if I remember correctly, I wasn't given any kind of grounding, so to speak, in philosophy. Maybe a little bit here and a little bit there, but not until I went to the seminary, and I don't even think that was required. What was missing? What was I missing from my education, not being acquainted with philosophy?
Well, thanks. I suppose that the first thing is that it's a big gap compared with the kind of education that people in the past in the Western tradition had. We seem to have a kind of a fundamental illiteracy today, don't you think, where we certainly can read. We've got access to all sorts of texts, including these great philosophical texts of the Western canon. But do we read these things? It's kind of interesting, I suppose, in a crabby sort of way that in academia, you know, among the degrees that our seminary professors have and so forth, it's often that we have PhDs, which literally means doctor of philosophy, and yet I wonder how much actual philosophy we really study in most of our programs. So how about the thought that philosophy in its original sense meant love of wisdom, kind of an open-minded, disciplined seeking of wisdom, true knowledge, you know, put to work for a good life? And how about the thought that the Apostle Paul also spoke about that in a passage we've talked about in an earlier interview, when in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, we apostles preach Christ crucified, and then refers to Christ as the wisdom. In Greek, it's sophos, the same word as in philosophy, the wisdom or sophos of God. So I think there's something missing in educational terms, and there's something missing in integrative terms, the opportunity to put together what we have through Scripture alone, but with, as you suggested, with the people that we interact with, but maybe even for our own selves. Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living. And maybe we can also say the unexamined faith is not possible to share.
Lutherans are proponents, of course, of Scripture alone. Does that mean that we are opposed to philosophy?
Well, maybe sometimes it does. I kind of ask the question, what we do with our sola system from the Reformation watchwords, huh? Even after the recent 500th anniversary of the Reformation. So I certainly would understand that the way Luther and the confessional Lutherans use that means that we receive salvation, the grace alone, universal justification stuff, that we receive that through Scripture and not through some other means. It also is the case that Scripture teaches us, I think fairly clearly, especially in the New Testament, that philosophy can serve a ministerial reason kind of service to the proclamation of that gospel that comes only from Scripture. So case in point has got to be the Apostle Paul, for instance, in Acts 17, arguing with the Stoic and Epicurean philosophers in Athens University. And Paul's argument clearly shows that he knows two things. He knows Christ crucified and risen from the dead, but he also knows the failings, the Achilles heel of Stoic and Epicurean philosophy. Maybe we could say that for our Great Commission to share the gospel with people, philosophy is something that we all need to have at least a decent acquaintance with.
And in especially, although a lot of philosophy is the study of ancient thought, especially in the 21st century, does it help us to not only recognize and diagnose what may be wrong in the spirit of the age, but also to engage it?
Oh, what a great question. I'm wondering if our experience of philosophy, such as it may be in university or even in our seminary programs, isn't primarily just kind of a quick look and a glance or a tiptoe through Greek philosophy with a little bit of medieval, so we can catch on to some of our Latin theological terminology. Your suggestion that we need to be up to speed with contemporary philosophizing, I think, is utterly huge. So how about the thought that what we sometimes refer to offhandedly as postmodernism is a certain spirit of our age that actually teaches people not to think, not to have confidence in text at all, to imagine that language is just a humanly constructed convenience to do things to or with one another, and think about the corrosive effects that that has on everything, not the least of which is reading and listening to God's Word. So I think that that's one of the areas, actually, where we really need to get up to speed fast, and I believe where we're actually losing ground in the way that some of our theological books coming out lately might be indicating.
A little known fact is that Luther, the 16th century reformer, was not simply a student of philosophy in his own right, but he was proficient in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, how about that? So when Luther makes comments, for instance, in the Heidelberg Disputation about Aristotle and how you need to become a fool in Christ before you read Aristotle, I take it that's his Ethics mostly, Luther is somebody who knew what he was talking about, so it wasn't a kind of an ignorant shot in the dark or a shot across somebody's bow. He really knew what he was speaking of, and that kind of acquaintance by experience is also something that I think we need to have with at least some of our folks in the church, so we can respond to what's going on around us and at the same time encourage us to make use of our Lutheran tradition by not letting go of philosophy, which has been a part of things since Luther's day.
So I think we need to kind of operate with the assumption that philosophy is a lost art and science to many people in the 21st century. Is that a fair assumption?
I sure think so.
Okay, so how do we make the case that not only the trained engagers, that is, the theologians, the teachers, especially the pastors, need to know this, but ordinary Christians need to at least have a bare understanding of what's going on?
Yeah, that's a lovely question. We should be doing a series to start getting at that one, don't you think? So for pastors, I'm going to say that for Lutheran pastors, if we don't have a basic philosophical understanding of things, we're going to lose the heritage of Lutheran theology and the theology of the cross. So there's a very clear case to be made there that, as we just said, in something like the Heidelberg Disputation, or I happen to be working with Luther's 1536 Disputation concerning man, or in writings such as Gerhardt's recently translated Loki, if you don't know what's going on, there are going to be huge sections that you probably would register as boring or opaque. Now, what if we said that maybe that's also what's happening with the folks in the pew. So if we have pastors who are not aware of the philosophical form, not content, but the philosophical form of our theology, and if we combine that with folks in the pews who have no awareness to speak of logical, honest, reasonable argumentation, isn't that a recipe for shared ignorance and a loss of chance to encourage one another? I think at the root of this, although, is the failure to read. So you used the notion of specialization a while ago. That's what we do in higher education, isn't it? But it's fundamentally a matter of familiarity with texts. I think this is of a piece with our leaving off the reading of Scripture. You know, we could read it anytime we want to. We could read any translation in the world online anytime we want to, but we just never seriously read those complete books of the Bible for themselves. We never submit ourselves that long or that much to the text. In a smaller but related way, that's the case with Plato and Aristotle. It's the case with medieval thinkers like St. Augustine. It's the case with modern and contemporary philosophers, for that matter, too. If none of us are reading them, we are just going to be prey to all sorts of things. I suppose the latest fad in cultural thought, or the latest failure to think, if it's pervasive enough in culture, is going to get us. We're just going to drink the Kool-Aid because we don't know any better. There's some responsibilities we have here.
Dr. Gregory Scholes is our guest. We're talking about Lutheranism and philosophy on this Monday afternoon. He's professor of philosophy at Concordia University, Wisconsin, author of the book The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope, and he's instructor for a new online course called Kata Christon. When we come back, is it in fact true that maybe even our Lutheran way of thought is at risk because our pastors, our theologians, don't study philosophy?
Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or your church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at OutdoorNativityStore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities, OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com.
This year, keep Christ at the center of your holiday reading list with the Lutheran Witness magazine. Enjoy articles on the Virgin Mary, family Advent activities, candlelight services, and more. The December issue even includes a special Christmas gift guide for Lutherans. Visit cph.org/witness to start or renew your subscription or to purchase a gift subscription for a loved one this Christmas. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Pastors are the ones who are getting in the way of what the Spirit wants to do.
Pastor Chris Rosebro speaking at this year's Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The Spirit really wants to take the church and supercharge it and cause this worldwide global renewal to occur and for billions of souls to be harvested for Jesus. But your pastor wears clerical collars. You sing hymns. You're out of date. You're in the way of the Spirit. So give way. Get those old wineskins out. And it's time for the new wineskins to come in.
You can listen to Pastor Rosebro's teaching, Making the Case Against Modern-Day Prophets and Apostles, on an audio DVD from the 2017 Making the Case conferences. We'll send it to you for a year-end donation of $300. IssuesETC.org. Click the audio DVD. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about Lutheranism and philosophy with Dr. Gregory Schultz of Concordia University, Wisconsin. You seem to imply, you had said something about theology books, and earlier in our conversation, you seemed to imply that there is perhaps a bit of danger posed to even a Lutheran way of thought if our pastors or theologians don't study philosophy.
Well, sure. There would also be a danger from not knowing what they're doing with the philosophy that they're bringing into their theology. So I'm working on an article that I believe is due to come out in Logia next year called Nisi Per Verbum. The Latin for that amounts to a quote or reference to the Apology to the Augsburg Confession in Article 4. God cannot be treated with, God cannot be apprehended nisi per verbum, which means except through the word. So we are starting to see some books, we actually have been, by my count, for about 15 to 20 years, some books that urge us to take postmodernism to church, to take particular philosophers like Jacques Derrida or Michel Foucault, contemporary postmodernists, to church to show us how to do church better. This is just a very, not just dangerous, but almost unbelievably risky thing to do. And the reason is that postmodernism is not just the latest wrinkle in modern thought. It's actually what I refer to as the shingles virus of Western thought. It's relativism. It is an attack on the veracity and meaningfulness of language. And so, you see, Todd, just the notion that pastors might take some of these philosophers into the church, so to speak, or at least into their studies and be using them for ideas on how to do church better, whatever exactly that's supposed to mean, that in itself is a huge problem. So we require, I think, a certain familiarity with good philosophy and bad philosophy, and the criterion for telling the difference is actually Christ Himself, the Word of God, and then the Bible, which is known as the Word of God because in every syllable it's all about Jesus. So that's why I think a philosophical literacy is important for the pastorate and the decision makers in the congregation, as well as the folks in the pew.
Is it also, you had mentioned, studying these philosophies that are harmful, is it also helpful to see kind of the progression of thought? There is a history, I think. One of the courses I took in seminary was actually just called The History of Thought, in which we were forced to read a lot of the philosophies that are still with us, in part or in whole, and a lot of them were just failed, sometimes tragically, sometimes mortally failures whenever they were kind of put to use.
Yeah, I heard you say forced to read. That's that's fine. I'm going to be Machiavellian for one half a second here and say, I suppose whatever gets us seriously to work with the philosophy text will be of benefit as long as we don't close our Bibles and do philosophy instead. So a big lesson from modern philosophers, let's say from the 19th into the 20th century, is of course also the lesson of where you can't get but need to get just on philosophy alone. In other words, to bring us up to the borders and say, this is the limit to how far we can think. And then it seems plain as day to those of us who preach the word and are committed to Christ the word and the Bible his word, plain as day that Jesus is the actual answer to the questions. And this is not something that can come from within philosophy, of course, but it has to be, as we noted before, scripture alone. Now, that doesn't mean that philosophy shouldn't take account of it. That's a philosophical problem to rule out the possibility of revelation from God in his word. You know, but there it is. So I'd like to point out that that's something more than just going through a history of ideas, though, right? We could have some entertaining looks at what different people have thought through the centuries about a particular topic. But what's called for is actually more substantial reading and big conversations with our Bibles open. The criterion for what I was talking about before is what comes out in the title for my current online open philosophy course. It's actually Philosophy Kata Christun, which, as you know, Todd, is from that Colossians 2 passage, a philosophy based on Christ himself versus the bad philosophies that take us captive that are based on the ABCs of this world only.
Finally, is that something that our listeners could have access to?
Well, thank you graciously for giving me a chance to plug that. It's the Philosophy Kata Christun is available in its second fairly new edition online right now. It's a six-week course which has six video lessons. I had a roundtable discussion with a number of our pastors, our brother pastors from the area who were good enough to give up a couple days for that. And it's supported by opportunities for various degrees of writing assignments and participating in some chat rooms. It's also, after we're through with the current version of this, going to be published in what we call a static version online. Now, that means anybody could get at any parts of that anytime they'd want to. So the best way to do that at present would be for you or your folks who are interested, your listeners, to go to my website, LutheranPhilosopher.com. That's all one word, LutheranPhilosopher.com. And on my first homepage, you'll see that there's a link there. If the link itself doesn't function to get you onto the page to enroll for that free course, I'd recommend that you could copy and then paste that into your browser, and you'd be able almost certainly to get in that way.
You can find out more about this free online course at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for Kata Christun, Kata Christun. Dr. Gregory Schultz is professor of philosophy at Concordia University, Wisconsin, author of the book, The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope, and instructor for that new online course called Kata Christun. Dr. Schultz, thank you very much.
Todd, it's my privilege as always. Thanks very much.
When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with Anna Mussman of The Federalist. She's written recently about what she's learned about Christmas from marrying and living with an Advent stickler, as she calls her husband. We'll talk about that right after this. Thousands of years have gone by since Adam and Eve's first sin, when God gave them a promise of a Savior who would win. Words from the Baby King, Concordia Publishing House's new Christmas archbook. The Baby King would make a great Christmas gift for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 5 through 9. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, The Baby King.
Our cities are some of the greatest mission fields on the planet, but the footprint of the church is shrinking. We dare not shrink from our cities. Christ is needed now in our urban areas. From chaos, turmoil, decay, death, and destruction, Jesus brings peace, hope, resurrection, eternal life, and rebuilding. And you can help by being a hero for the city. Find out how at lcms.org/citymission or on Facebook at LCMS City Mission. Every city needs a hero. Capes and helmets not required.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
This Christmas, bring your family and friends to experience a reenactment of the Christmas story and Journey to the Manger, an interactive Christmas experience.
Enjoy a live nativity, warm drinks and cookies, and live music performed by student groups.
From 5 to 8 p.m. on December 22nd, come to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, to enjoy this Christmas experience for all ages.
Admission is free, and when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a custom piece of art made by our students.
For more information,
call 618-656-0044.
Merry Christmas!
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. ADCRUCEM.com.